Chris, you with us?
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It was a emotional day, but you know, it was. I'm proud. I'm proud of the way it went today.
You're going to stay with the team. Have they told you what position, in what capacity?
I'm going to work with Jim Nill, Ken Holland, and Ryan Martin. I'm going to do you know, some stuff in Grand Rapids with Jim Nill, watching right. some of our prospects and the younger players. I'm pretty well going to try to do as much as I can. You know, Kenny was great through this whole process, and you know, when last week when I told him when I decided that I was going to retire, and he offered, you know, he kind of said, you know, which way do you want to go? And I thought it would be a great opportunity to be able to work with all three, Ken, Ryan, and Jim. And, you know, the one thing that he said, you know, this year, the priority is family. If your son has a hockey game, go to that. If your daughters have something going on, go to that. But if you do have an off night, you know, go watch the Windsor Spitfires play or the Plymouth Whalers or go to Michigan or Michigan State, that kind of thing. So I'm going to try to get to familiarize myself with as many players as I can, with as many prospects as I can, and get to know the younger players within our organization and really just try to help along, you know, their progress.
Well, let's be honest, Chris. I mean, you've got future GM written all over you. You've seen your buddy Yzerman. I mean, it took him like 20 minutes to get one of these jobs. It's in your family's blood. This has got to be. I'm guessing. I'm just guessing, but you tell me. You would you like to be an NHL general manager one day?
I would, yeah. You know, and that's why, you know, one of the things that Ken mentioned is asking if I want to get involved with coaching. And, you know, the one thing I said, I'm so close with my teammates right now, that would be a difficult thing to go into right away. So I think, you know, this is a tremendous opportunity. I already told my Uncle Dave I'm going to need all his scouting notes and what he did within all the organizations that he worked with. But it's, you know, like I said, I have a great opportunity here to be able to walk away from playing for the Detroit Red Wings for 17 years and step right into a front office job. And it's something that I'm really thankful for. I appreciate, and I really want to I want to do a good job for Ken.
It is interesting how guys come to the decision, and I guess many players. First of all, do I want to stay in the game? And then if I do, in what capacity? And do I have to decide that right away? And I'll cite Doug Gilmore as an example of a guy who started out, said, okay, I want to be a front office guy, then got an opportunity to do some coaching, and so he went the coaching route, and now has gone back to this front office thing, looking to, I assume, at some point in time, have the opportunity to perhaps be an executive.
Well, when you're in the front office, you don't tend to get fired as much as you do when you're coaching.
No, you tend to do the firing.
You do the firing. Yeah. And I can see Draper firing people.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you.
But you're I think that's what Bob's leaning towards is how you make that decision. And I think we're guessing, yeah, there might be this dream somewhere down the line, but how you get from here to there is not necessarily a straight line.
No, but when you have an opportunity to work with successful people like Ken Holland and Jim Nill and Ryan Martin, I had to take this opportunity,
right.
And that's something that you know I'm fortunate for. You know, there's a lot of players that want to stay in the game but don't get the opportunity, and certainly not the opportunity that the Red Wings are giving me. And you know, it's kind of, you know, to stay there for 17 years. I always consider myself a loyal Detroit Red Wing, and now you know, that's certainly paying off. They're showing their loyalty back to me right away. With this job, but I just I love the game so much. It's all I know, and I wanted to stay involved in the game, and I really just want to try to, you know, do my best and put, you know, all my energy towards this new position and really make it work and see if, you know, maybe one day I do want to be a general manager. I do want to have my own team. And you know, but I get that opportunity, and that's something that, you know, is special to me, that Kenny right away reached out to me and gave me that opportunity.
Tough question for you. If you'd wanted to keep playing, do you think you could have kept playing? Would you have had to move to another team? Or, I mean, how much choice in terms of retirement in your heart did you feel you had?
Kenny never once, through any conversation, hinted or steered me towards maybe it's time to get out of the game. And that's something that, you know, I'm thankful for looking back on all the conversations. He really wanted me to make that decision. You know, I felt within the Detroit Red Wing organization, we have some young players coming up right now, and they want to see if these players are ready to play. And, you know, so then, you know, you kind of think, you know, would it be, what would it like to play somewhere else? I never really did do that. I just stayed in Detroit. I loved it. And then the more I talked to my wife and the more I talked to my mom and dad and my Uncle Dave, it just didn't make any sense. To everything that my family knows, everything that my kids know, is the city of Detroit. That's their home. And I have this position that I'm being offered, and why would I go play or why would I go to another team for just one more year and move everybody, uproot everybody? And it just didn't, you know, the more I thought about it, it didn't make sense. And then that certainly played a big part in why I decided to retire today.
Got about a minute, Chris. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, given the fact that the Winnipeg has their NHL franchise back a couple of months ago, this past week, we've seen the unveiling of the new logo for the Winnipeg Jets. And for those that aren't aware, the Detroit Red Wings, some would say overpaid. but not I.
Yeah.
$1.
$1.
$1.
For Chris Draper. Yeah. As Mike Ilitch said, I never thought I'd get a player for the cost of a smoothie.
Yeah. But, I'm way cheaper than a
smoothie. What did it mean to you, when, if anything, that the Jets are back in Winnipeg?
I think it's great. I'm a proud Canadian. You know, that's the one thing that I talked about. Any chance I got to represent my country, I loved it. It's one of the thrills of my career, and I think it's great that that another team is back in Canada, and certainly in Winnipeg. That's where I scored my first goal. That's where I played my first NHL game. So I wasn't there very long to really create
right. A
lot of memories. But you know, like I said, being a Canadian and a proud Canadian, I think it's always great when with all the teams that we have. And I must admit, you know, I like the new logo. I saw the logo, and you know, I really like it. I think they're sharp colors, and I think they did a good job there. And
yeah.
I think it's great that a team is back there.